Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. I pray it is food for you. Know when you're reading the scriptures, read them over the passages. Read them over two or three times. Don't just read them once and say, okay, I get the gist of it. Read carefully, because it seems to me that there's a gold mine in these words. But it takes practice. It takes practice to really listen in your own heart. You know, so many people, you're trying to read a book at the same time you're trying to talk to somebody else, and it doesn't go very well, does it? And that's how it is with the Lord. We need to give the Lord the first place. So I just encourage you, really, sit down. Don't just do this, oh, this is so good, it's short. And I can run to the next thing. And some of you in work situations need to, quote, run. But just say to the Lord, keep these words in my heart. Help me. Help me what I hear today to store in my heart what you want me to remember so that I can pray, so that I can talk to others about it. The Lord wants to help you. We need to turn to him. The opening prayer says this, O God, who in martyrdom have brought true faith to its highest expression, graciously grant that strengthened through the intercession of Saints John Fisher and Thomas More, we may confirm by the witness of our life the faith we profess with our lips. Remember that we may confirm by the witness of our life. I'm not going to say that you're going to die. I'm not going to say that. It could, but that's not the point. The point is let your life be a witness of your love for the Lord. That doesn't mean you have to talk about him all the time. Live it. Live the Ten Commandments. Live the scriptures one by one. Work on them one by one. And believe me, the Lord will use you for his people. If you do that, you may never know what changed somebody else's life. But if you're following the Lord, he will use you for your salvation and for his glory. So we'll take a look now at the first reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verses 2, and then verses 5 to 18. Abram was very rich in livestock, silver and gold. Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, so that the land could not support them if they stayed together. Their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. There were quarrels between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and those of Lot's. At this time, the Canaanites and the Perizzites were occupying the land. So Abram said to Lot, let there be no strife between your herdsmen and mine, for we are kinsmen. Is not the whole land at your disposal? Please, separate from me. If you prefer the left, I will go to the right. If you prefer the right, I will go to the left. Lot looked about and saw how well watered the whole Jordan plain was, as far as Zora, like the Lord's own garden, or like Egypt. This was before the Lord had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot, therefore, chose for himself the whole Jordan plain and set out eastward. Thus they separated from each other. Abram stayed in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled among the cities of the plain, pitching his tents near Sodom. Now the inhabitants of Sodom were very wicked in the sins they committed against the Lord. After Lot had left, the Lord said to Abram, look about you, and from where you are, gaze to the north and south, east and west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your descendants forever. I will make your descendants like the dust of the earth. If anyone could count the dust of the earth, your descendants too might be counted. Set forth and walk about in the land through its length and breadth, for to you I will give it. Abram moved his tents and went on to settle near the terebinth of Mamre, which is at Hebron. There he built an altar to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, these are men who really did hear the Lord and who wanted to follow him, who wanted to obey him, and did it. How are we doing with the Ten Commandments? To use another analogy, are we obeying the Lord? Are we doing what God has asked us to do? It's not all that hard once you make a habit out of them. And that's the work we have to do. A certain gesture of kindness or forgiveness or whatever the case may be, we have to practice it until it becomes part of us, until it's the first thing out of our mouths. Please, brothers and sisters, pay attention to this. You can look at this reading and put it in your own time. And the things that bother you and the things that worry you and the needs that you have, how do you treat other people in the midst of that? It's not easy. But goodness me, once you begin to do it, it really is a habit the Lord wants you to have. He supports. He cares for. He stands by us. I don't mean I see him. I don't, but I know he's here, or at least he sent his angel here to take care of me. Brothers and sisters, these are real things. I'm not going around saying, oh, yeah, God was with me today. He just sent his angel instead. I don't do any of that. I just know that there's a sense of his presence when I do what I should do, when I give up judging somebody too quickly. I have to stop right then and say, it's none of my business. I can't. Sometimes we're the person that's in charge, and so we have to make decisions. But don't do it on the basis of one mistake that somebody makes. Just talk to that person. They're representing your company. Talk to that person. Just ask them to begin to change, that the Lord would be pleased with their words and their work. Pray for them and ask them to pray with you. And believe me, you'll see a change. Psalm 15 tells us, he who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. We don't teach justice when we're secretly in our own minds and hearts judging other people. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. He who walks blamelessly and does justice, who thinks the truth in his heart and slanders not with his tongue, who harms not his fellow man or takes up a reproach against his neighbor, by whom the reprobate is despised, while he honors those who fear the Lord. Fear the Lord means to reverence the Lord, means to honor the Lord. Don't think you have to go around being scared. It means to honor and to reverence. Who lends not his money at usury and accepts no bribe against the innocent? He who does these things shall never be disturbed. That doesn't mean your life would be perfect, but it'll be better and better and better in the sight of God. And that's what you want. The Lord says in the verse before the gospel, he says, I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Do you hear that? That's not just a nice saying. This is the truth. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. That's what I want to do, is follow the Lord. Grab onto his gown in the back sometimes, to not go in the wrong direction, to try to follow him everywhere. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 6, and then 12 to 14, Jesus said to his disciples, do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few. May we together, brothers and sisters, all of us together, help one another, follow the Lord. Let's let our conversation come out of prayer, not out of thinking how we can hurt someone else or damage someone else's reputation or what the case may be. Just say, Lord, help me. Help me to follow you as a true disciple. I know you're going to make mistakes. We all make mistakes. My goodness, I make them. But just to say, what I try to do is after I really have made a mistake and sinned, I just stop right there. And I say, Lord, I'm very, very sorry. Please help me. Please strengthen me. And now at least the thought comes in on my mind and I can kick it out most of the time. I don't judge others anymore like I used to. So you don't have to worry about that. But brothers and sisters, what goes on in our mind, we want it to give glory to God. Not just our actions, but our thoughts, our words, and our actions. We want them all to give glory to God. Brothers and sisters, He loves us. He wants us to be more and more like Him. I don't know about you, and I have no idea what heaven is like. I have no idea. I can hear things, but I don't really know, and I won't know until I see Him. Brothers and sisters, He knows us. He knows every word that comes out of our mouths. He knows every thought we have in our mind. He knows it all. And He has chosen to love us and to call us to follow Him. And if He calls us to follow Him, then He gives us the grace to be more and more like Him. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you just to tell Jesus, Lord, I do love you. I want my thoughts to be thoughts that will please you. But they just pop into my head and I think them, Lord, please give me grace. Give me grace to throw them out. I've done that. I start to think of something that is in judgment of somebody else and I say, get out. As soon as I recognize it, I just say, be gone. God hears your prayer. He knows what you're doing. He will help you. Let love and kindness and mercy and justice, but let them all bear fruit in your life and in my life. When that happens, we become more and more like Him. And when we become more like Him, we attract other people who need to know Him. Brothers and sisters, there are millions of people who don't know Him. You've heard the gospel. You know what it is and what it means. At least you're beginning to. Open your heart to be kind to others, to be good to wives and husbands, to work with your children in love. May God abundantly bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.